Welcome back to another edition of Pick 6. I'm your host, Mike Wobchall. This is our last edition before training camp. Let's get to the question. The first one comes from Alfredo in Diamond Bar, California. Is there any concern in the durability or health of Jasper Brinkley heading into training camp? I think durability questions about Jasper are fair. After all, he missed all of last season because of a hip injury, and then he missed a lot of OTAs and minicamp because of an injury. But Jasper says he's healthy, and I'm really looking forward to watching him in training camp develop as the Vikings' middle linebacker. Our next question comes from Stefan in Ontario. With Everson Griffin getting a better look at other positions because of his athleticism, can we expect him to directly compete for an outside linebacker position? That's a question Vikings coaches will have to answer once we get to training camp. There's no doubt Everson has too much talent to just sit on the sidelines. So whether he's playing defensive tackle, defensive end, or linebacker, I expect Everson to be on the field much more in 2012. Our next question comes from Robert in Elizabeth, New Jersey. What are your thoughts about leaving Percy Harvin as the full-time kickoff returner? It will help our starting field position and possibly help get some points on the board. There's no doubt Percy Harvin is an explosive and productive kick returner. He was a Pro Bowl kick returner as a rookie in 2009, and who can forget him starting the season last year by returning a kickoff for a touchdown against San Diego. With that being said, though, I'd rather the Vikings find someone else to handle kickoff return duties, Josh Robinson or Jarius Wright or someone else, so that Percy Harvin can see more time with Christian Ponder and the offense. Our next question comes from Thomas in Gordon, Nebraska. How has the battle at the safety position been going? Who has stood out as potential starters? Well, I think you have to start with Harrison Smith. Obviously, the Vikings took him in the first round, so you expect him to emerge from training camp with a starting spot. After that, another draft pick, Robert Blanton, will be in the mix for a starting job. So will Jamarcus Sanford, who started 15 games last year, and Mistrell Raymond, who started 5 games last year. After that, Andrew Sendejo could also be in the mix. Safety is a position to watch during training camp because there are open starting positions available. Our next question comes from Greg in Wabasha, Minnesota. Between Greg Childs and Jarius Wright, who is looking like they will get the most snaps at this point? That's a tough question to answer at this point, this early before training camp. But remember, Jarius Wright plays behind Percy Harvin at that slot wide receiver position. But in Jarius' favor is he could be a kick returner, so that could add snaps to his plate. Greg Childs, on the other hand, plays behind Jerome Simpson, who will be suspended for the first 3 games of the season. So Greg Childs is a candidate to step in for Jerome in the early part of the season. At this point, it's too early to tell who will get more snaps, but one thing's for sure, they'll both contribute for the Vikings in 2012. Our last question comes from Aaron in Owatonna, Minnesota. Will Matt Khalil be able to handle the speed of the NFL? There's no question in my mind that Matt will have no trouble with speed in the NFL. There's a lot of good edge rushers in the NFL with whom Matt Khalil will have to contend, but the best one is Jared Allen. And Matt will go against Jared every day in practice at training camp. That's going to have Matt ready to go when the season starts. That's it for this week's edition of Pick 6, but don't forget, next week is the start of training camp, so we'll be coming at you with another edition of Pick 6 from Mankato. Send your questions to the email address at the bottom of the screen, and we'll include them in next week's Pick 6.